Hi, everyone. Many of you know me as I've attended Hillview since birth. But for those of you who don't know, my name is Olivia Abraham. Excuse me. I was born and raised in a strong Christian family, and growing up in the church, I had an understanding of the gospel from an early age. When I was 5, I recognized that I was a sinner in need of salvation, and I prayed with my grandpa to accept the Lord as my personal savior. Excuse me. At that point, I was happy that I wasn't going to hell, but through different trials, such as my grandpa's passing and struggles with anxiety during my junior high and early high school years, the Lord showed me how much I needed an actual relationship with him. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17:3. In 2020, I obeyed the Lord in baptism, and I thought that I was in a good place spiritually. Yet, I was operating under the mentality that I could maintain my relationship with God based on my faithfulness to him. However, I was soon able to see how God used my inconsistencies in my walk to draw me closer to him through his grace and my growing dependence on him in a way that brought me peace that I'd never experienced before. 2 years ago, I felt called to participate in step one, and that was a really great experience. God used that program to teach me how to practically apply the truth of the gospel in my daily life and challenge several misconceptions that I had projected onto him and his character, such as the thought that my obedience was directly tied with God's love for me. When I gave my testimony for step 2 years ago, I didn't mention that I had just made the very important decision of where I was going to go for college. Going into my junior year of high school, I felt that I knew for certain that the Lord wanted me to pursue nursing. So I really focused my work in those last few years of high school to make that happen. By the time I had to make my decision, excuse me, I narrowed it down to 2 different schools, and I had no peace for which direction to go. One option was a direct entry nursing program that offered more independence and seemed to provide the full college experience. The other was San Jose State's pre-nursing route, and that came with no guarantee of eventually being admitted into the nursing program. I really struggled with this decision as I was trying to discern the Lord's will from my own and from the many voices around me. I prayed constantly for clarity, but it felt like I wasn't getting much. Then, the night before I went to SJSU's Admitted Students Day, I heard a testimony at a SaltWorks event about surrendering every aspect of our lives to the Lord, with the speaker specifically mentioning his college decision and how he could look back and see how God had blessed him for making his decision in faith and out of a place of submission to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. With that in mind, I went to SJSU the next day thinking that if God wanted me there, maybe I'd have one of those movie moments where everything felt perfect and obvious. Instead, it poured rain all day, and I was cold and tired, and the meetings felt long, and the campus tour was chaotic, and there were definitely no sunshine and rainbow moments. And yet, through all of that, I had an overwhelming peace that this is exactly where God wanted me. In the weeks that followed, he continued to graciously confirm the decision and remind me that my future rests in his hands, not in the temporary things or choices that the world said would bring me security. At the same time, part of me was secretly hoping that in making this faith-filled decision, God would automatically reward me with an easy path and my preferred results, but he eventually helped me reach a point where I was truly at peace knowing that if I never got into the nursing program, his plan would still be good. During that year of pre-nursing, I was so blessed to see some of the reasons why God had me at SJSU. I stayed connected to my church family, I remained involved in SaltWorks, and I was able to serve and participate in campus ministry. Praise the Lord, this past November, he graciously allowed me to get accepted into the nursing program at SJSU. Sorry. Reading this, I forget how big of a thing it was, a prayer request it was, and so I forget, how grateful I am of that. But it was another reminder of his faithfulness and confirmation to me that God had me exactly where he wanted me. This January, I started the program, and with it came a lot of challenges and lessons that I didn't expect. I've always been a very relational person, and I never struggled to connect with others. And I tried to tend to rely heavily on community and friendships for fulfillment. However, this last semester, guy, I think I'm the first one to use this. It had to happen again. But this semester, no matter how hard I tried, I wasn't able to connect or grow deep in friendship with my peers as I would have liked. I've never felt so out of place and alone. And I think part of that is due to me not participating in the same secular lifestyles as the majority of them. But mostly I just couldn't understand why this was my experience. It's really tough being in such a rigorous program while feeling so lonely and without the internal peer support. But at the same time, I was able to see so much of God's goodness in this one semester. I can look back at different times in my life where these hardships would have torn me up, or I would have felt entitled to doubt God's love for me. But I couldn't even bring myself to question his character in those ways. Yes, a lot of moments were hard, but God has never abandoned me, and I couldn't help but trust him and feel his presence tangibly with me on campus. Even at times when I struggled with feeling inadequate or overwhelmed, he gently humbled me, and he reminded me of where my strength comes from. And he has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. And while God was teaching me to rely on his presence instead of those around me, he really used the body here at Hillview, especially my Saltworks fam, to encourage me and show me how stark a contrast there is between the unconditional love of God in comparison to the love that the world gives. I've always been surrounded by secular friends on campus, but I've been learning how to be a light specifically within my small cohort. And I've been so encouraged seeing how practical biblical living, as outlined, especially as outlined in Proverbs, is not done in vain, but it brings prosperity and integrity, even if prosperity doesn't look like the approval of those around you. These experiences have fueled me to continue to take steps of faith, such as deciding to do step two this summer. The step two focus of ministering to others through the gospel and service within the body is helping me grow in areas that I want my life to be centered around, especially in these college years where I'm surrounded by people my age who are living in so much darkness and pain without the Lord. I'm excited to look back on this summer and see how the Lord used it to equip me to serve his people and to serve him. I know that I have so much more to learn and many more ups and downs to come, but I also know that God's grace is sufficient for me and will continue to carry me as I grow in him. Thank you.